In 1973, NBC's John Chancellor suggested the ouster of Richardson, Ruckelshaus, and Cox was the most serious constitutional crisis in U.S. history, passing over the secession of 11 southern states and a civil war that cost 620,000 lives. By the way, Pat, that number is now up to 840,000. The previous counts were incorrect. One London reporter said that the whiff of the Gestapo was in the clear October air about the Nixon presidency. We see a similar hysteria rising today. Yet, that was not a constitutional crisis then, and the mandated early retirement of Jim Comey is not a constitutional crisis now. And that the mainstream media are equating Russiagate and Watergate tells you what is afoot. Trump, President Trump, is hated by the, hated by this city, which gave him 4% of its votes. Did you know that? Mordor only voted 4% for Trump. No wonder. 4% of its votes. As much as Nixon was. And the deep state determination to bring him down is as great as it was with Nixon. By 1968, the liberal establishment had lost the mandate it had held since 1933, but not lost its ability to wound and kill peasants. Though Nixon won 49 states, that establishment took him down. Though Ronald Reagan won 49 states, that establishment almost took him down in the Iran-Contra affair. And that is the end they have in mind for President Donald J. Trump.